So Pearl Harbor, 1941. Mm-hmm. You were pretty young when that happened.
Yeah, 8 years old.
Okay, do you have any memory of that?
Yeah, because they started rationing about everything, from gasoline to all of that to all your groceries. You could only buy certain things, and you either had food stamps or gasoline stamps or something. Fortunately, since Dad was a contractor, he was able to get a lot of gasoline stamps, and so he had all the fuel they wanted. Food stamps, you know, I don't remember much about them. I know you had to go to the store, and they'd take so many of your food stamps to buy a pound of sugar or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But as a young boy, did you know anybody who went to serve then?
Oh, yeah. On my mother's side of the family, she had two brothers that served. One of them served in the European theater, particularly in Africa, and came up through Sicily and Italy. And he got wounded. Then there was another brother that served out in the Pacific theater. Yeah.
So. Your high school days in Joplin, were they fun? Were you in?
A lot of fun. Great, great high school. Very, very, very good teachers. And they were very strict back in those days. You didn't backtalk a teacher or do anything. You just, yes, sir, no, sir. And good coaches. I played a little basketball, and so they were, it was just a great experience and a lot of good friends, yeah.
Would you consider yourself a good student, marginal, or what maybe you were top of your class?
In some courses, I really liked math, physics, those type of subjects. I think I was above average, yeah, in high school.
So then you graduate in 1951.
51.
Then what do you do?
Go to Oklahoma A&M College in Stillwater, Oklahoma.
You'd been looking forward to that for a long time, weren't you?
My father was a civil engineer, but I leaned more towards, back then, the oil and gas business really appealed to me. So I majored in petroleum engineering. Yeah.
What was, remember the cost of tuition in 1951?
You're not going to believe this. It was $43 a semester.
Was that considered a fair amount, large, or what?
That was just average, I guess. Back then. Yeah. I guess, you know, that wouldn't buy a book today.
Right. So your life at Oklahoma A&M, what was that like?
You know, I really enjoyed it. I made a lot of very good friends. Most of the engineering classes were very small. They were 10, 12, 15 people, not like today. And I had very, very good instructors, you know, and I don't know if I learned anything or not, but Joplin had a very good school system. So my freshman year, everything was easy because just like all the math classes were easy, physics, everything was easy. As you went a little bit further, it got a little more difficult. And I know I struggled in calculus. I struggled in differential equations or organic chemistry. I never did figure that out. But I did manage to get through.
Yes, and you graduated in what year?
In 1956.
And what was your degree then?
It was a Bachelor of Science in Petroleum Engineering.
How about summer times when you were in college?
Oh, boy, we worked. The first year, a group came out of Belvedere, Illinois, looking for farm boys that could drive trucks and everything. So we worked up in Illinois in harvest. We harvest peas and corn and take it all into the cannery. The cannery was called Rock Island Canning Company. And I learned then that they would can for Del Monte, they would can for Green Giant, but it was all the same thing. It was just what label they put on the cans. But we worked up there in both peas and corn harvest. And then my second year, since I was in ROTC, we went to summer camp out in Camp Carson, Colorado, at Colorado Springs. I really liked that. And then the other summers, we worked in the oil field around Cushing and Payne County, mostly just roughnecking or roustabouting.
Colorado, did you say you did some work there?
Yeah, we did. Beautiful Colorado Springs. That's where I first, they were starting to really mine uranium. And when I was at Camp Carson, we'd go into Colorado Springs, and all the guys would come in with their Geiger counters. And so I asked them, are they there? They were hunting for uranium, you know. And, boy, they were mining particularly in Utah and Colorado at the time. So when I went home to Joplin, I told Dad, I said, you know, all the lead and zinc mines are shut down now. I said, you ought to go out to out west and mine uranium. And darn if we didn't do it. My junior year, we went out to Moab, Utah, and started mining. We got some pretty good luck. We had two good mines out there, and then we would lease up a lot of stuff and sell the leases. I know that year I sold 16 leases to Kerr McGee. They were getting big out there in Oklahoma City. Made a little money, came back to college, and thought I was rich.
Wow. And you were able to make that happen as a student.
Yeah.
And sell leases.
Yeah. And later on, my senior year summer, we were mining down by Holbrook, Arizona, and we hit it pretty big down there. And we were selling, the big mill was at Grants, New Mexico, and Shiprock, New Mexico. Anaconda Copper had a big, big mill up at Shiprock, and we would ship there. And the government at the time, not only they kind of subsidized your uranium, they would pay you mileage for having to take it to the mill, and it was a pretty good deal. Yeah, it worked well anyway.
Right.
Yeah.